Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. I'm your host, Michael Libby. I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to just go off the cuff, so to speak, riff a little bit with you about the topic that I spoke about when I was in New York for the New York Press Association just this past week. Now, this is a topic that I do for businesses all across the United States. It's called 5 in 24, 5 things any business can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture your brand and sell more stuff. So it's not just for the newspaper industry. It's for every single business that's out there. You ready? All right, there's just 5 things. And I'm going to just start at the top and work through this for the next couple of minutes so that you get an idea about what this is about. Step number one, the first thing that I think the businesses need to recognize when they're marketing or advertising to the general public is that you must can the clutter. All right? Give readers, listeners, viewers less to digest. It's better than more. Be very image intense, from trade shows to display advertising to painting a picture on the radio with your radio ad. Don't try to put 45 seconds of copy into a 30-second ad. People will not hear what you're trying to say. And if you're doing television, the same thing. All kinds of flying images. It just is bad. So we have the attention span, people do, of less than a goldfish. And you've got to capture people's imagination right out of the gun. And all of this works for traditional media, social media, all kinds of media. Can the clutter. And by the way, if your website has an About Us page and it reads like War and Peace, guess what? Nobody cares. Nobody's reading it. All right, so lesson number one, 5 and 24 is can the clutter. Just stop it. Number two, and this is surprising for me. The question is, are you mobile? Are you mobile? Is your website clearly recognizable on digital, on cell phones? I mean, this is a real frustration with people. If you've got a website out there and it's not mobile friendly, how in the world are people going to connect with you? Now, one of the things that, and we've reported on this in the past, one of the things that is bothering people is that folks find that traffic to their homepage has declined. Well, if you look at your homepage on a mobile device, where, by the way, about 60% of web searches are happening, if you look at your homepage for your business on a mobile phone, is it mobile friendly? Can I contact you? Is your phone number clearly there? Can we make a connection? All right. And because there are more mobile users than desktop users, all of this is so vitally important. I mean, look, think about it this way. 86% of consumers use their smartphone while watching TV. So let's say that you've got a schlocky TV. You know, if you've got some kind of a thing about your business that's on TV, it could be 86% of the people are going to share that with folks. So you have to be just aware of the power of mobile and make sure that everything you do is digitally accessible on mobile devices. All right, that was number two. Let's take a look at number three of 5 and 24, 5 things any business can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture their brand and sell more stuff. Number three is to know your customer. You know, here in the United States, we put a big premium on being busy. We're always running around doing something. Busy, 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 busy. How many times a week or a day or a month do you shut the door to your office and think about your consumer? Think about your business. Who are you reaching? How do you interact with your consumers? How do you know what they want? So I really do think that there are only three reasons why somebody is not buying what you are selling. You ready? Here we go. Number one, you're building something that nobody wants. I mean, products and services fall out of favor, right? So if you are manufacturing something or you're selling something, you're offering a service, and nobody really wants that, it's out of date, guess what? People are not going to buy it. So you have to become very aware of what your customer wants. What's the next trend? And how do you do that? You got to think. You got to study. You've got to watch the trade journals. You've got to be really intense on knowing what consumers want and then deliver the product or the service. The second reason that people may not be buying what you've got to sell is that you've got wrong people in the right spots. So maybe people that are working within your corporation don't have the right tools to be able to connect with the consumers of today and tomorrow. Now, if that's the case, you got to find people that do. And the third reason that you really got to know your customer is you may be very well utilizing the wrong method to send your message. So again, if your target market is this particular demographic and you're using a medium that is not attuned to that demographic, you're going to be wasting money. So think about this. You've got to think. You've got to know your customer. That is step number 3, 5 and 24. Know your customer. Where are they? What do they want? How are they gleaning their information and how can you reach them? Extremely important. All right. Number 4 of the 5 and 24 things. You got to get video. I mean, if you have a website or if you're utilizing social media, I mean, even radio stations are now using video to communicate with their listeners. And it's much easier today than what it ever has been. And you can use your phone to do that, but you've got to have great audio. But you can use your phone to do this. Video is also mobile. It enhances email campaigns. If you're doing email marketing, the word video, if you put the word video in the subject line, it increases the open rate. If you've got a video on your website that's an explainer video of what your product or service does, guess what? It increases conversion rate by 15%. So it's clearly one of those areas. Got video? If you don't, maybe you should think about that. And finally, step 5 of 5 things any business can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture their brand and sell more stuff is creative advertising works. And what do I mean by that? Look, anybody can write a 30-second radio copy. I mean, anybody can do that, or a television copy. You could write a blog, or you can do that. But are you the expert? Are you the professional? You wouldn't go to a dentist to get your appendix out, right? So why would you attempt to understand marketing and advertising if you're not a professional? So the whole idea is creative advertising does work when it's done by creative professional people. And another thing about creative advertising, emotional beats factual every single time. If I can appeal to your emotions rather than, you know, laying out all these facts and figures, you're going to be motivated, much more motivated to buy my product or service. So creative, good creative, done by good professionals like here on News Talk 1540 KXEL that can craft a message for you and send it to the demographic that you're after, that becomes effective. And it's a heck of a lot less expensive than wasting your precious dollars trying to DIY or do it yourself when it comes to marketing. 5 and 24, you just got 9 minutes on that. This seminar lasts about an hour and a half. And be pleased to come to your organization and talk about this as well. But these are 5 things that are timeless, I think, that you can utilize with any business structure. All right, we got to go and wrap this thing up with the markets. And then we've got Paul Allen, who was a co-founder of Ancestry.com, talking about strengths. What are your strengths? What are your people's strengths? And how knowing what those strengths are and utilizing them can benefit you in your career and your business. That's all yet to come here on The Week in Review from News Talk 1540 KXEL.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. A quick look at the markets from last week. Stocks posted their second consecutive weekly rise on Friday, as market sentiment was boosted by better-than-expected jobs data and progress on the U.S.-China trade front. The Dow gained 40 points to end the day at 26,424. The NASDAQ was up by 46 points, and the S&P 500 gained 13 points. For the week, the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average both climbed about 2% this week, while the NASDAQ surged by 2.7. The economy added 196,000 jobs in March. Economists polled by Dow Jones expected 175. That was a good thing. U.S. unemployment rate remained at 3.8%. However, wage growth expanded at 3.2%, below an expected gain of 3.4%. Wall Street looking forward to that jobs report. Data showed that last month we had pegged it at 20,000 job gains, but it was revised higher to 33,000 jobs on Friday. That's a quick look at the markets. Coming up next, Paul Allen, founder of Ancestry.com, talks about strengths on News Talk 1540 KXEL.